Thank you for downloading this episode of Homefront, part of World War One on the BBC.
Der 11. April 1916. Dieter Lipke.
Welt hinein, Storb und Rot steht in Rot, ist gar wohl genug.
Sie schlafen, oder kommen gleich?
George, in English, please.
But nobody can hear us.
After last week's inspection of the Abbey, that is immaterial, and well, you know it. Now, are they becoming drowsy, the worker bees?
They seem to be.
Get the smoke blowing evenly round the hive.
It has been a long time since I have felt so to be amongst such good people.
And we are happy to do all we can to help you, but we must be on our guard at all times. Now, what do you think they be?
They seem drunk to me.
Drunk? Good. For this is exactly what we require. Please pass the new queen to me.
The one in the matchbox?
Carefully now.
To sing that song again reminds me of when
my mother better days, no? Happier. Safer.
So much safer.
Unfortunately, sentimentality is a luxury neither of us can afford.
Don't you ever miss Germany? Your home?
Not especially.
But you are German.
A fact that you, George, in common with the authorities, never seem to tire pointing out to me. And I will tell you exactly the same thing that I tell them. I am a Benedictine monk who has dedicated his earthly life to the service of the Lord. Now, in order to introduce the new queen to the hive, we must both concentrate only on the task at hand. The newspaper, please.
Is this new queen?
We'll bed herself down in this box. Here, see? And after she has made herself comfortable, and when she is absolutely ready, she will bite through the newspaper that separates her from the old queen. And then? The old makes way for the new.
But isn't this very cruel?
The deed is done without malice. And they are creatures that by rule in nature teach. This is just the way God, in his infinite goodness, has decided it must be.
God is infinitely confusing.
Mysterious, George, please. And did not God create man in his own image?
Man is not good.
Unlike these bees, man has a choice in how he behaves.
You believe that? Really believe that?
Of course.
It is not my experience.
Because you have allowed yourself to become disheartened. Without love, George, what is there but emptiness and despair?
Little love between these bees here.
You understand the bee as God does?
Of course not.
Then you must trust that God may perhaps know something you do not.
Brother Columban, George.
Brother Aloysius.
Sergeant Butter wishes to see you.
Where is he?
By the refectory.
Perhaps I should stay out of sight.
Perhaps. Sergeant Butter, as I recall, does not like to get too close to the hives. Ordinarily.
All that I require, Brother Columban, we've ever asked, is that you monks give us a clear and satisfactory account of where you're going when you leave the grounds of the Abbey. Don't want there to be another investigation like last week, do we?
Of course.
That you and your fellow monks will be happy to comply with those conditions?
They will cooperate in any way you see fit, Sergeant Brother.
Seem to be German spies popping up all over the place, don't they? At Broadcliffe last week, there was that one found in a restricted area. Not just one instance of many.
I believe he was Belgian, and not, as far as I know, a spy.
A
gentleman over there by them hives he is. This is Monsieur Van der Zent. He's a Belgian refugee working with us here at the Abbey. Definitely, of course.
Oh, I would be very much obliged to hear that from him.
Venez ici, Georges, s'il vous plaît.
Parlez-vous anglais, monsieur?
Why is he not saying anything? Not taking a vow of silence, has he?
Not that I am aware.
Parlez-vous anglais?
Yes, sir. Very well, I hope.
But why didn't you say that in the first place?
Forgive me, I...
May I see your papers, please?
My papers?
There isn't a problem, is there?
No, of course not.
Been working here at the Abbey long, have we, Mr. Van der Ven?
He has been here for...
I'd like to hear it from Mr. Van der Ven, if that's all right with you, Brother Columban.
A few weeks.
You like bees, do you?
Brother Columban has very kindly been instructing me.
Your English is very good.
Thank you.
Learned it at school, did you? Picked it up? Beg pardon?
Folkestone.
What about it?
I was fortunate enough to spend many summers there when I was a child.
Happier days than these, I wager.
Yeah, yes.
Carefree.
I suppose so.
You suppose so? Don't you know?
They were happy holidays with my parents, and I remember them with great affection. I don't know what else you wish me to say, officer.
Very good of you to take Mr. Van der Ven into your community, Brother Columban. Hope to see you again, Mr. Van der Ven.
Sergeant?
I thought he didn't like being his eye.
That's the last of this song for today, Brother Columban.
Do I sign for it here, Mr. Holden?
Be much obliged, huh?
Was there anything else we needed, Mr. Holden?
No, thank you. You've been a great help.
Hard business, Mr. Stone.
It's easier, like all things.
You thought that was you, Squire?
Sergeant Rutter?
Discovered the mysterious Mr. Van der Ven, I see.
Nothing mysterious about me.
I think I'll be the judge of that, if you don't mind.
What do you mean?
Sergeant Rutter may be pulling your leg, Mr.
Was there some further business you wish to discuss today, Sergeant?
Don't think so, no. That's a lot of stone.
Nothing to what it was last week.
Are you a man used to working with stone, Mr. Van der Ven?
No, my skills lie in beekeeping and farm work.
As I saw, yeah.
Which reminds me that George and I must get back to the hives.
My very best to Mr. Gidley, Tobias.
Righto. Come on then, Dapple.
Was there anything else, Sergeant Rutter?
What's your opinion on this here abbey they're building, Mr. Van der Ven?
My opinion?
Yes, sir.
I don't think I have an opinion.
Surely you must wonder at why anyone would want to carry on building a great big abbey at a time of war?
I've never thought about it.
Well, I have. As far as I'm concerned, it's all a bit of a wild folly. The world being what it is. Afternoon, gents.
Careful that you don't spill any of the honey, John.
I think I'd have it all.
Good, good.
How's the Columban? Monsieur Van der Ven.
Dumdunya.
Perhaps you will permit me to introduce you to Mr. and Mrs. Graham.
Good afternoon.
Delighted.
My God.
Charles, you know this.
I hope you'll forgive us barging in on you like this, but I was wondering if you were the Belgian chap who used to holiday in Folkestone.
Sorry?
We bumped into Sergeant...
Rutter?
Rutter, yes, as we arrived. And he told us about a Belgian refugee staying here who used to holiday there. And that's where we live, you see, Folkestone. Isn't that right, my dear?
Bouverie Square.
Well, I am the Belgian. Yes, Georges Van der Ven, at your service.
Delighted to make your acquaintance.
Likewise.
And did you holiday in Folkestone?
I did, yes.
How extraordinary.
That's quite the coincidence.
Indeed, yes, for me as well.
Your English is first class.
Thank you, Mrs. Graham.
And are you living here or at the encampment at Stadley Court?
Thanks to the generosity and kindness of the monks, I am residing here at Buckfast Abbey for the time being.
Well, should circumstances change, I'm sure a place could be found.
Oh, thank you, madam.
And your family?
Sorry?
Do you have them with you?
I was, unfortunately separated from my wife and unborn baby at the start of the war.
But then you've never known your child.
No.
And have you any idea where the mother is?
Unfortunately not.
Oh, perfectly dreadful for you. Perhaps you might discover word of her amongst the other refugees. What was the name?
You are most kind, Mrs. Graham, and your concern is greatly appreciated. But I'm happy with the Brother Columban and Don Bonnier looking after the bees and being of what use I can.
I believe Monsieur Van de Ven is what you would call a natural when it comes to apiary.
Can one be a natural apiarist? I'm always somewhat nervous when it comes to tending.
You haven't met before, have we, young man?
I'm sorry?
Never forget a face. Didn't Holiday at the Grand at all?
At the Grand? No, our family could never have afforded something
like... Well, we've definitely crossed paths before. I'd wager a guinea on it.
Well, there's no need to badger the poor man, Gabriel.
I wasn't badgering, I was asking.
And Mr. Van de Ven clearly has no idea what you're talking about.
Yes, of course. Dreadfully sorry. My mistake.
Not at all, Councillor Graham.
Well, if we have seen all that we want to see here, perhaps I can interest you in some Buckfast wine.
Certainly, Don Bonnier.
A pleasure, gentlemen.
Mr. and Mrs. Graham.
Is she dead, the old queen?
Yes. She is. Tell me, Charles, was that true?
Was what true?
That Mr. Graham recognized you from the Grand.
I was a waiter there, and I served that gentleman and his charming wife at least a dozen times. And I fear I may have just addressed him as counselor.
I see. Yes, I see.
Brother Columban, I do understand.
Understand?
The danger I put you in. My name is Dieter Lipke, and my family home is in Frankfurt.
Frankfurt?
Hohenstraße.
They will miss you, Dieter. The bees?
Find out more about World War I on the BBC online.